This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Alrighty, hour number 3 of our radio program. It is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Here is Chase Daniel. Now, he does this podcast with Diana Rossini, and we joke around a lot that it sounds like he has no clue what's going on at times when Diana's speaking. He'll be like, what? Really? Okay. But Chase Daniel's also on The Facility on FS1, where I think when I see clips from him on The Facility, it's better than how it sounds on that Scoop City podcast. But this take is just horrendous. Like, disgusting. This is a hellacious take. This is Chase Daniel when asked, you know, talking about quarterback to start a franchise with. And you had Jalen Hurts, right? The biggest task in the NFL right now is defeating Patrick Mahomes. Jalen Hurts has outplayed Patrick Mahomes not only once, but twice in the Super Bowl. And the last time he was able to beat him. And he won a Super Bowl MVP. But this is Chase Daniel when talking about this topic and quarterbacks to start a franchise with. Listen up.
There are only 4 guys right now that I would take to start a franchise with. And quite honestly, let me rephrase that. There's more than 4 guys I would take above Jalen Hurts to start a franchise today. And because of that, I can't sit here and say, because I want to start I don't want to start a franchise with Jalen Hurts. He might be 8, 9, 10 on that list. Maybe more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I want to start a franchise today and build a team around him, Jalen Hurts is not in the top 9 or 10 of those guys.
So I know maybe math isn't a strong suit for Chase Daniel, so I have some sympathy for him because the statement was, there are 4 guys that obviously you would start a franchise with over Jalen Hurts. And then, like, you knew what his take was. He had to bash Jalen Hurts. So it was like, and then it was like 6 or 7. And then he finished it, maybe 8 or 9. Oh, then he wouldn't be in the top 10. Now, play me that one more time, Stu, just so we could get the math right on this. Because the way that he started it and then he finished it, he went from, okay, something I could agree with. I could name 4 guys I'd rather have starting a franchise with in the NFL over Jalen Hurts. But then to basically say that you could name 10 guys, I would have then said if I was, you know, was ever on this show now, I think it's LeSean McCoy. I don't even remember who else is on it. But I think Emmanuel Acho. So then, you know, Joy Taylor's not on that show. But I would say, okay, then name the 10 other quarterbacks. And Chase Daniel would sound like how he does on the Diana Rossini podcast where it's like, So here is Chase Daniel one more time. Listen up.
There are only 4 guys right now that I would take to start a franchise with. And quite honestly, let me rephrase that. There's more than 4 guys I would take above Jalen Hurts to start a franchise today. Okay. And because of that, I can't sit here and say, because I want to start I don't want to start a franchise with Jalen Hurts. He might be 8, 9, 10 on that list. Maybe more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If I want to start a franchise today and build a team around him, Jalen Hurts is not in the top 9 or 10 of those guys.
Not top 9 or 10? You cannot tell me 10 quarterbacks that you would rather have to start your franchise with right now over Jalen Hurts. Unless if you're getting cute and you're like, oh, Arch Manning. Or you're getting like cute and you're talking about guys that aren't in the NFL yet. That is impossible. Impossible. Chase Daniel. And I gather he doesn't love Jalen Hurts, right? From the clip. But I think there's more to that. Because I remember his name getting thrown out in the Philadelphia media landscape. All this guy always hates on Jalen Hurts. The dude just proved you wrong. So shut your trap there and stop sounding like an idiot. You sound like Nico Harrison now. You did something stupid, and now you're doubling and tripling and quadrupling down on it. So, Stu, let's do this. Let's do a little draft. Do you have NFL music? I guess if you could get NFL music, we'll throw it up there. To start a franchise with. So for the next 5 to 10 years, let's say, you're looking for a franchise quarterback. Who you're picking, Stu? I will let you take away the honors with the first overall selection.
Okay, I will still go Patrick Mahomes. I know he's a tad older than some of these other guys, but I'm still taking Mahomes.
Okay, I would then go Josh Allen. And then after Josh Allen, I would take Joe Burrow. I'll go Joe Burrow.
All right, interesting. I will go Lamar Jackson. I know the playoff success hasn't really been there to his liking, but I still would take him there. And then I would go Jalen Hurts right after that. I think he's easily top five. So what Chase Daniel said, I think, is incorrect.
So then I would go with Jaden Daniels after what he just did. Now, here's the tricky part, because I'm looking at my top 10 quarterback list. Mahomes was on there. Allen was on there. Lamar Jackson was on there. Joe Burrow was on there. Jalen Hurts was on there. Jaden Daniels was on there. So those six are already off the board. Like, I have Matthew Stafford as the 7th best quarterback. Matthew Stafford's probably playing another year or two. So then I'm going to go with someone who, in his first 2 years in the NFL, has done a really good job. And there's still room for growth, but he's made the playoffs twice, and he has 2 playoff victories to his name. I'm going with C.J. Stroud.
Okay, the next two guys I have, both of them are kind of somewhat proven, but not totally proven. You don't know totally what you're getting, but I think they're still young enough to get to top 5 or 6 level quarterbacks. The first one, I think, is Jordan Love. I know he didn't have a great of year at times. Maybe he didn't make that jump I thought he would last year, but I would still consider him there. And also Justin Herbert. I think this is a big year for him. Obviously, year two under Harbaugh. Can they get to the playoffs and maybe win a playoff game and maybe can have some better numbers than he did last year?
Okay, I was definitely thinking of Herbert. Jordan Love, I still need to see more, but I understand that it was under consideration. Can I ask a question here? Baker Mayfield, he's 30.
Yeah.
I think Baker Mayfield is one of those guys, he's a top 10 quarterback. If I need to start a franchise from the bottom up tomorrow, I don't know if I'm selecting Baker Mayfield. So then the question becomes, who do I make my final selection with? So far off the board, in this order, you're starting a franchise tomorrow. Who are you taking at quarterback? Patrick Mahomes went 1, Josh Allen went 2, Joe Burrow went 3, Lamar Jackson went 4, Jalen Hurts went 5, Jaden Daniels went 6, CJ Stroud went 7, Jordan Love went 8, Justin Herbert went 9. So Drake May, you could throw him in the hopper. Tua Tagovailoa, no. Steelers, no. No one. Browns, no one, no. Colts, no one. I'm not throwing Trevor Lawrence in there with what we've seen. Could you throw Cam Ward in the hopper, maybe? All right, it's a draft pick. I'll throw him in the hopper. Bo Nix, throw him in consideration. Geno Smith, no. Dak Prescott, no. Giants don't have one. You want to throw Shedeur Sanders in the conversation? Fine. Throw him in there. Jared Goff? No. J.J. McCarthy? No. Caleb Williams? Throw him in the conversation. Baker Mayfield? Throw him in the conversation. Michael Penix Jr.? Throw him in the conversation. Derek Carr? I'm not throwing you in the conversation. Kyler Murray, I'm not throwing you in the conversation. Brock Purdy, I'm not throwing you in the conversation. I'm between Caleb Williams, Drake May, Arch Manning, and Cam Ward. What would you do, Stu, if you still had a pick here?
I think I'd go Drake May. I think I'd be between the two guys that were drafted last year at the top, Drake May and Caleb, and I think I would edge. See, I love the Caleb potential with Ben Johnson so much, but...
You know I have to go Drake May here? Here's the explanation, because I'm with you. I'm not going to do Arch Manning, and Cam Ward, there's a case to be made, but how many times do you see someone go number one overall and don't live up to the hype? Here's why I'm going Drake May. Drake May had nothing around him. Line stunk, coaching stunk, receiver stunk. Caleb Williams, line stunk, coaching stunk. He had talent around him. He had three wide receivers. So I would then put Drake May in that spot. So if we're starting from the ground up tomorrow for the next decade in the NFL, who are the quarterbacks that you would pick? Chase Daniel, and we could fade down the music. He said that Jalen Hurts wouldn't be in his top 10. Who are you putting in over Jalen Hurts? Stu, for example, Mahomes, yes, we agree, right? Lamar yep. Jackson, we agree. Josh Allen, we agree. Joe Burrow, we agree. After that, would you rather have Jalen Hurts or Jaden Daniels?
I'd rather have Hurts.
Okay, but it's at least close.
Yes.
Jordan Love or Jalen Hurts?
Definitely Jalen Hurts.
Same. Justin Herbert or Jalen Hurts?
Jalen Hurts.
See, that's where I disagree.
Okay.
I think Justin Herbert versus Jalen Hurts, you look at what Jalen Hurts has around him, how amazing that defense is, and the weapons he has on offense. Herbert has had none of that over his career. None of it.
He also had a massive lead in a playoff game up against the Jaguars and still couldn't slam the door shut.
Sure, and Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts wins that game.
Sure, and Jalen Hurts and his Eagles lost, 10 straight down the stretch 2 years ago?
They did.
They all have flaws, right? Mm-hmm. Jalen Hurts is a very good quarterback. This isn't a knock on Jalen Hurts, but...
So you would go Herbert.
He probably has the most talented roster around him. So I look at some of these other quarterbacks, CJ Stroud, Justin Herbert,
can't name 10.
No, I don't agree with Chase, but closer to that 7-8 range than the 3-4-5 range, I think, for me.
Well, I don't think anyone's saying that they would take Mahomes, Lamar, Joe Burrow, or Josh Allen. Like, they would say, let's put Jalen Hurts in front of those guys. I think the conversation starts at 5, and I think the lowest you could go is 7. So that's the thing with Chase Daniel. I think he started in a good spot. He was like 4, more than 4. Okay, I can have that conversation. But then when you go like, I can name 9 or 10 guys in front of him, you can't. There's like, call up Green Bay right now. Would you rather have Jordan Love or Jalen Hurts? I'd rather have Jalen Hurts. Now, call up the command. I think the Commanders right now would rather have Jaden Daniels. All right, that's fine. But I could see why you could argue Jalen Hurts is better than Jaden Daniels. I think Jalen Hurts is fifth best quarterback in football. The Texans, maybe they would say no because of what Stroud did and just totally uplifted that franchise. Outside of that, I really don't know what we're doing here.
If you're the Bears, now obviously we saw what Caleb Williams did last year, but the potential and the expectation going into the draft, do you think anybody, if the Eagles had offered the Bears Jalen Hurts for that first round pick, for that number one overall pick that was about to be Caleb Williams?
You know why I would say I'd rather have Jalen Hurts? Because even if you think Caleb Williams is the better quarterback, I know what I'm getting out of Jalen Hurts, the leader. We've seen a lot of good quarterbacks not have the best leadership skills. And I'm not saying Caleb can't become a good leader, but those were questions about him before the draft. And at times the body language looked horrible in year one. Now, I don't blame him for some of the body language. I'd be miserable if I had Matt Eberflus as my head coach as well. All right? But you got to rally. Like Drake May, he got his ass kicked in year one. I saw good leadership skills there. Obviously, it goes without being said, Jaden Daniels, tremendous leader right away. Jalen Hurts is one of the best leaders in the sport. And here's the thing. he doesn't always have the best body language. There's times I say I'd like to see him enjoy the moment a little bit more, be a little bit more rah-rah. But in that locker room, you know who the leader is. You know who's stirring the drink in that locker room, the straw that stirs the drink. It's Jalen Hurts. So, I would rather have right now, with what I've seen, outplaying Mahomes twice in a Super Bowl. It's not like he's going up against Joe Schmo on the defense. You have Steve Spagnuolo, arguably the greatest coordinator the game has ever seen. What Hurts has done is magnificent. And the bigger point here is, I think we need to stop talking necessarily and be like, oh, the weapons around Jalen Hurts is the only reason why he's successful. You could put Jalen Hurts in a lot of other places, and he could have just as much success as he's had in Philadelphia. Like, if you put Jalen Hurts, let me ask you this, and I said I'd rather have Lamar Jackson over Jalen Hurts. You put Jalen Hurts on that Ravens team 2 years ago when their home field advantage in the playoff game, you don't think he's finding a way to get the job done? Similar style play quarterback. I'm thinking he's fine. I think he's got at least two touchdowns in that game, I'll tell you that.
Jalen Hurts has the clutch factor, and he has the leadership factor, for sure. But as a thrower of the ball, as a runner of the ball, as a talented quarterback at that position.
I'm not saying he's more talented than Lamar.
It's not even just about talent. Just about in every... Yes, he's a better leader, and yes, he is a more clutch player.
Peyton
for
Manning
sure.
had more talent than Tom Brady. Like that's me saying that as a Brady guy.
Wow.
He physically had more talent than Tom Brady.
So Tom Brady's not the GOAT. Okay,
no.
Good to
Aaron
know.
Aaron Rodgers physically had, this is what make Brady the GOAT. Aaron Rodgers had more talent than Tom Brady. Brady still kicked their ass every time. It's a certain mentality. Almost every time. All right? Like, ask Peyton Manning which career we'd rather have. Ask Aaron Rodgers which career you'd rather have. All right? I'm just saying there's a certain thing that is above talent there. And going up against the Chiefs defense, I've seen Jalen Hurts in the Super Bowl drag it up and down the field twice. Lamar Jackson, that playoff game 2 years ago, that offense was terrible. Terrible. I think if you put Jalen Hurts in Cincinnati, you don't think he could do what Joe Burrow's done in Cincinnati?
No way.
Wait, hold on. You're telling me it's all about the talent. He's got Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase and T. Higgins.
I think he's very... Listen, I think, again,
I'd rather have Joe Burrow, to be clear.
Yeah, I think he would do well. Listen, I'm not saying that the only reason why Jalen Hurts is successful, but if you swap Jalen Hurts with Joe Burrow, the Bengals get worse and the Eagles get better.
I don't know if you could say that. I think the world of Joe Burrow. But Joe Burrow still hasn't won a Super Bowl. All right, he'd been there. It's incredible that he got there. But I've seen Jalen Hurts in the Super Bowl outplay Mahomes twice.
I also saw Nick Foles outplay Tom Brady.
Sure. It's a one-time thing, not twice.
Yeah.
But that's the point I'm making here. We say, oh, you could put a lot of other quarterbacks in Jalen Hurts' situation, and they could be just as successful. Well, you could put Jalen Hurts in a lot of other situations with quarterbacks that I think the world of. Quarterbacks that I say are better than Jalen Hurts. And Jalen Hurts could do just as much with that team. I think the only two exceptions would be Kansas City, even though he outplayed Mahomes twice. You know, it's just a respect to Mahomes. And then Buffalo. Like, there was nothing in Buffalo this year. We're talking about James Cook as the next best player in Buffalo, who's a solid, good running back. That's a little bit different. But after that, I think you could put Jalen Hurts in Houston. I think you could put Jalen Hurts in Los Angeles. I think you could put Jalen Hurts in Green Bay. I think you could put Jalen Hurts in Cincinnati. Jalen Hurts in Baltimore. And he could have a ton of success, though. So throw some respect on Jalen Hurts' name, Chase Daniel. I like it better when Chase Daniel just goes like, when he makes these noises on these podcasts. And he sounds like he has no clue what's going on. It sounds like he's hanging out with Stu after, you know, taking a few substances or something like that. Take a break. It is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We have a Nico Iamaliava update. Tell you about it next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. So Colin Coward had a report, and he's Mr. West Coast, even though he's moving to Chicago. Tennessee transfer Nico Iamaliava is going to go to UCLA. Colin Coward said it's a done deal. Colin said family still claims it's not about the money. It's about the Vols football offense. So that is what Colin Coward said, and now The Athletic has scooped in. And they have said that Nico Iamaliava is expected to transfer to UCLA. Now, I understand Colin has good sources, and I understand The Athletic has good sources. This one was pretty easy to figure out. We had a graphic earlier in the week, right? It was Notre Dame and Oregon were the first two teams nationally and USC that were thrown out there. Those three teams, the big brands. Well, supposedly Dan Lanning called Josh Heupel and said, oh, people are shopping Nico Iamaliava before the transfer portal opened. So Oregon was then out. Then you heard that Notre Dame was out, and nothing really came out of USC. Now, he can't go to an SEC school. So then the second graphic that we saw, it was UCLA, it was Tulane, and it was UNC. Well, UNC was out and Tulane was out. So then a lot of us thought, oh, maybe he's going to go to UCLA. But when it was reported today that he entered the portal with a do not contact tag on him. So that kind of made me think he was definitely going to UCLA. Think about this. You are going from Tennessee in the SEC to an irrelevant football program in UCLA in the Big Ten. Now, the Big Ten's a wonderful football conference. Right now, it's a preeminent conference in college football. They had the last two national champions. It's a tug of war between the Big Ten and the SEC for the best team or the best conference in college football. But what a gross overplay this was by the Nico Iamaleava camp. And also, save me the nonsense. Because I read that article. Sam just sent me the article before the show that his family is claiming it had nothing to ever do with money. This was always about the offensive line and getting better weapons, and they wanted assurances from Josh Heupel and the Tennessee program. UCLA is a better destination than Tennessee? Come on. What are we doing here? If you think it's about the money, it's always about the money, right? This had to be all about the money. And I don't know what UCLA is going to give him, but it's not like Nico, and no one knows the money yet. He thought he could play and talk a big game, and he overplayed his hand. And his dad overplayed his hand here. And I know it's not easy, but if I was Nico, I would have said to my dad, hey, thanks, I got it from here. And I would have called Josh Heupel and said, what do we have to do to make this work? I want to make this work now. Let me cut that out of the picture here, and let's just deal with me, and let's figure this thing out. It stinks. Because I was 4 or 5 weeks into the season, I was like, wow, this Nico Iamaleava kid, you look at, I was talking about draft 2 years from now, like Arch Manning, him, you know, talk about some of these guys that are on the rise, Dylan Raiola in college football. I remember we did a segment. It was like quarterbacks on the rise that down the road could be great NFL quarterbacks 3-4 weeks into the college football season. And we talked about Dylan Raiola at Nebraska. We talked about Nico Iamaleava at Tennessee. And then we talked about Arch Manning, who we haven't seen start much at Texas, but now he's going to be their full-time starter. And Nico is now going to UCLA after you just had Tennessee in the college football playoff. Whew. Here is Urban Meyer. This is on his Triple Option podcast on the Nico Iamaleava situation.
Here's the reality is Tennessee is screwed. They got a problem. You lose a potential high draft pick. You have the backup quarterback left last year, and now you have a redshirt freshman that threw 9 passes and a freshman. You have zero experience. And the portal opens as we speak. They are going to have to go get one. So I don't know what the answer is, but it happened. He had a good year, first year starting quarterback, but I as a guy that's been involved almost 40 years in this game, I can't believe this happened.
He's right. I don't think that this is a winner or a loser here. Because don't get me wrong, Tennessee with Heupel, they may find a way to make it work because Heupel's a very good coach. But let's be real about this. If you put True Serum in the coffee of Josh Heupel, would you want Nico Iamaleava starting for this team this upcoming year? The answer would have been yes. Now, a lot of nonsense did go on that prevented that situation from happening. But when this story first broke, I'll put my hand up. I did a sports bit on it. I talked about it on this show. I said, someone with the associated with the collective, you know, someone involved with the NIL, some booster, they're going to find a way to get the job done. Now, maybe it won't be $4 million, but they'll increase it from $2 million, and they'll find a way for him to stay at good old Rocky Top. But this was the first time we've really seen, I know you had the Matt Slucka situation at UNLV, with a big-time program, in this era that you could talk about, where usually it's the kid that keeps on winning, and I'm all for transfer portal name, image, and likeness, even though it's a Wild Wild West, where the school finally said, this is enough. Enough is enough. And I think because they were the first school to stand up with how ridiculous this process can be, even though players should be able to get paid, I think they got a lot of positive views and a lot of a positive reception. With that being said, though, both can be true. People could be like, good for Tennessee, bad on Nico Iamaleava, but then what are you going to do at quarterback this year? Because I haven't, you know, taken a gander yet at the Tennessee schedule and how it lines up. But if Tennessee starts the season off on a slow start, You want to talk about how quickly that narrative is going to change? Where we're going to then start saying, hey, don't you wish you had Nico Iamaliava? Now, they start the year off with Syracuse. That's not your grandfather, Syracuse, all right? That's Fran Brown, Syracuse. Then they play East Tennessee State, so you should beat them. But also, Notre Dame should have beat Northern Illinois, you would have thought this year. Sorry, Stu. Then you have Georgia. That's a tough one. UAB, Mississippi State, Arkansas. So the first 6 games outside of Georgia, you know, manageable. You have fewer than 4 wins there. Ooh, that's going to get ugly. I think most Tennessee fans are going to expect to win 5 out of the first 6, though. Then you play Alabama, Kentucky, Oklahoma, New Mexico State, Florida with DJ Lagway, and then Vanderbilt. That's not a terrible schedule. For what it could be in the SEC, that is not a terrible schedule at all. So I look at this. Honestly, I'm going to be generous here. If they have more than 4 losses this year, that's a disaster. My first feel, they should only have 3 losses this year without even knowing what's going to happen with their quarterback situation, just when you look at the opponents on the schedule. You have, 4, I'll be okay. It's not like the sky is falling. But you have any more than 3 or 4 losses? Ooh. How are people going to talk about this Nico Iamaliava situation? I think it's going to be a lot, and I mean a lot, differently. So Nico Iamaliava supposedly off to UCLA. All righty, let's take a break here on the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll get to a news brief on the other side. Also get to the Ask the Pros question. Standing by with the latest sports flash. Here he is, the Ackman, Rich Ackerman. Alrighty, it's time to answer Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Gerald in Houston says, Zach, do you have any early NBA offseason predictions? Okay, you could submit a question by tweeting at INSportsNet or at Zach Gelb using the hashtag Ask the Pros. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts. I got 2. Becky Hammon will be the next full-time head coach of the San Antonio Spurs. And I do believe Kevin Durant is going to get traded this offseason. And he's very close with Ime Udoka. I think Kevin Durant gets traded from the Phoenix Suns to the Houston Rockets. So those are my 2 early, super-duper early NBA offseason predictions. Becky Hammon to replace Pop full-time as the head coach of the San Antonio Spurs. And Kevin Durant's next destination, which I'll probably ruin, will be the Houston Rockets. All righty. Without further ado, I'm not talking about Freddie Adu. It's time to update you some of the biggest stories in the world of sports with some audio. Let's get to a news brief.
Time for your daily news brief. We get you caught up on the rumors, reports, and reconnaissance from the day in sports.
Scoop City Podcast. I'm their biggest fan. 5 stars. -4. This is Diana Rossini on the Derek Carr situation with the Saints.
From what I can gather, it appears the information got out from the Carr side of it. That was put out by them. Because I can tell you, I had some conversations with people in New Orleans who were aware of it, but they weren't looking to put it on blast. There could be a world where the Saints put it out too, but I really believe that this is coming from Derek Carr because I think he's the one who isn't thrilled with the Saints at this point. And maybe this is Derek Carr looking at the situation going, I don't want the Kirk Cousins treatment. I don't want to be your quarterback. You guys draft a young guy coming in here and it's basically a when is he going to play, right? Which then makes a quarterback room tense.
I'm laughing because you just hear those noises from Chase Daniel. Was he belching in that clip, Stu? Was that a fart or a belch?
I think it was a belch or just he was going to try to start talking and it just stopped himself. Yeah.
Oh, he's the worst, dude. I think Diana's right, though. This is Derek Carr. Derek Carr is in his feelings because the Saints really don't love him anymore. And he thinks he should be loved in the NFL. That's just not the case. Let's go to someone that should just no longer be a general manager. Chris Greer. Could the Miami Dolphins trade Tyreek Hill?
That is not anything that we're pursuing. You know, like I said, who knows? If someone wants to come and give me two first-round picks, then we consider it. But as of right now, that's not anything we're pursuing.
Has anyone called about possibly trading for Tyreek?
No.
Okay. So Tyreek at the end of the season, right, had that entire incident where he's like, I'm done, I'm leaving the Dolphins. Then he walked it all back. So does that seem like someone who's a leader? No. With that being said, though, it's one thing to keep Tyreek Hill on your team and not trade him. Here was Chris Greer, though, when he was asked about who are the leaders now of the Miami Dolphins.
We do. And some of the players we added are quality human beings and people that have been leaders at other teams. But I do think in-house, when you have guys like Zach Sealer, just to name a few, like, I mean, you can say Tyreek.
Oh, boy.
Waddle. Alec Ingold, Austin Jackson, the offensive line guys love, you know, those guys, they lead differently. You know, they're quiet guys and how they do it by example and stuff. So we feel comfortable.
He said quality human beings. And then the second name that came out of his mouth was Tyreek Hill. If you know anything about Tyreek Hill, I would not say he's a quality human being. And if you want to just separate it off the field to football, okay, then just give you the football. I would still not call Tyreek Hill a great leader on the football field. Great football player, not a great leader. Ugh, Chris Greer, jeez. Last offseason, you know, I guess that's almost better than last offseason when he made fun of all the reporters for talking about beefing up the offensive line to protect Tua, and then Tua got hurt very early in the season. So at least he's not making fun of the media in terms of the offensive line this year. Ay, ay, ay. Here is Joe Shane. Is there pressure to draft a quarterback with the third overall pick?
With the signing of those two players, I think we put our position, ourselves in a position where, you know, I don't think that's mandatory or something that we're, you know, our feet to the fire and we have to do. I do think we've upgraded that room, you know, compared to where it was a year ago. I like the two guys that we have, and, you know, Tommy's still in there and he's won games for us too, and he's still developing, you know, so we're happy with the makeup of the room right now.
Well, yeah, of course the room got better. You brought in Russell Wilson and you brought in Jameis Winston. Now, neither are great, but it was better than what you had last year. Still, with that being said, though, you don't have your franchise quarterback. So here's Joe Shane. He says you can't miss on a draft when it comes to a franchise quarterback.
Where we are, yeah. I mean, it's, you would like to have, you know, a young franchise quarterback. I think every general manager would be. You know, everybody wants that, you know. So, but the value has to be right, or it's not, it doesn't matter. I mean, you get that one wrong, you know, you just got to get that right.
Well, Joe, and I like Joe. I do. I know Joe a little bit. Here's what I would say to him. If you, let's say, get Abdul Carter right or Travis Hunter right, okay, is that going to keep you your job? You're going to go parlay that into 9 wins this year, 8 wins this year? No. You get Shedeur Sanders now, and you win 6 or 7 games, you could still maybe keep your job. The quarterback is your last safety blanket. Now, it may blow up in your face, but you could go draft a non-quarterback at 3, and if you don't find a way to win enough games this year, you'll be out of a job. That's why I would use the safety blanket, really a buoy that's being thrown your way, a life raft, with Shedeur Sanders, even if you don't love him. It at least gives you a chance to extend your time with the New York Giants. Cam Ward, this was great on Twitch. Hey, who are the best running backs in the NFL? Cam, go ahead.
My top 4 running backs in the league right now, I would say Tony Pollard, Spears. Okay.
That's great. Now, we know neither of those guys are the two best running backs in the NFL, or 2 of the best 4 running backs in the NFL, but who do they play for? The Tennessee Titans. That's a guy that knows, hey, Tennessee, I'm the man at number 1, and you've already told me that. Let's go to Eric DaCosta. Last time we saw Mark Andrews on the field with the Baltimore Ravens, he dropped that 2-point conversion. that cost the Ravens an opportunity to go tie up and potentially beat the Buffalo Bills in the playoffs. Wait, was that two-point conversion, that would have given them the lead, I think, or was it a tie it up? Tie? Okay. But anyway, still, it cost them the game. Here is Eric DaCosta on the future of Mark Andrews.
I never know what's going to happen, Jeff, and I would never want to say this or that, you know, but I can tell you this. Mark Andrews is a warrior, and he's played his butt off for us, and his competitiveness, his talent, his attitude, his leadership is so valued here, and he's a great player, and I think we're in the business of keeping as many great players as we can.
Let's go to John Harbaugh on if Travis Hunter can play both ways in the NFL.
It's going to be interesting to see how they do it wherever he goes, but to say that you're going to be completely immersed in everything that there is to know on offense and everything there is to know on defense, I don't know if there's enough hours in the day for a player to be able to do that and to have every detail locked down. But you certainly can do it, I would think, on one side of the ball and then have some sort of a package on the other side of the ball, which is my guess is how the team will do it wherever he goes. But I assume we'll be playing against him, so we're about to find out how that team does it.
My question to John would be, well, he was able to put in the preparation to know both sides of the ball in college, so why couldn't he do that in the NFL? Like, I understand what John's saying and how he thinks he should be used, but the idea that there's not enough hours in the day to know both sides of the ball, well, he did it in college, why can't he do it in the pros? That's some of the old ideology of the NFL, where you have a lot of stubborn people, and it's like, oh, it's never been done before, so I don't care if this kid won the Heisman, if he's 1-1, it's not going to work that way in the NFL. Let's go to Travis Hunter on CBS Sports. Garrett, how do you say this guy's last name? Podell? Poddle?
I think it's Podell.
I would go Podell, probably not Poddle. Here is Garrett Podell, CBS Sports. Travis Hunter, how he wants Roger Goodell to introduce him at the draft.
So there comes a part in the draft where your name is called, a card is turned in, and the commissioner says your name, and he assigns a position to it. What position do you want to hear the commissioner say when he says Travis Hunter?
He better say wide receiver and DB.
So just wide receiver, DB, not athlete?
Nah, I need him to say wide receiver and DB.
I like that, because that's the way that you want it to be played. Now, he was asked, also CBS Sports, one position, right? If team says you can play one position, wide receiver or corner, and not both, or quit football, what would you do?
If you had to choose between playing only one position in the NFL or never playing football again, what would you choose?
Just never playing football again.
That's how passionate you are about playing both positions. Why is that?
This I've been doing it my whole life. Yeah, I love being on the football field, and I feel like I can dominate on each side of the ball, so I really enjoy doing it.
Yeah, I don't really buy that. Like, I understand you saying that, but if, let's say, you get drafted by Cleveland, they go, you're only playing wide receiver. If you don't like it, quit. Are you going to really quit? I would have a tough time thinking that would be the case. Let's go to Will Howard. This is on Hey Rookie. Welcome to the NFL and ESPN. Remember this whole thing with our buddy Warren Sapp? He's like, there's no way this guy was actually throwing outside at the combine. Well, Will Howard talked about throwing outside at the combine.
Me and Jake, we've been throwing in the hotel. There was a couple times I, like, hit the ceiling. Like, I was like, ooh. I mean, Jake came up to me. He's like, I got this idea, man. Like, he's like, I want to go out in the street, man, and throw two go balls. He's like, okay. So we walked out front of the Omni, like, right out here. So I throw it, and I'm like, oh, no. Because I like, led him a little bit. And then I hear, boom, and I was like, oh, what was that? Sorry if that was your car. But then, like, I was like, all right, let me get, like, threw three more. And then all of a sudden, like, this guy with, like, a Stogies walking by. I didn't know who it was, but he walked past Jake. He said something to him, like, shook his hand real quick and kept walking. I was like, who was that? He was like, it was Brian Daboll, like, the Giants head coach. I guess he was like, who is that throwing over there? Like, who's that big SOB throwing over there? It was Will Howard.
Oh, my God.
Jake said that. And I guess Daboll's like, yeah, man. That's awesome.
He loved it.
That's a great story, but I don't know about you, Stu. When you're hearing that and you hear him throwing the football, leading him, and then you hear a crash, and they're talking about cars, I'm thinking he got hit by a car, not that the football hit the car.
No,
that's why I was like, oh my God. Like, you let him what into a car, and he got smacked, your teammate? Jeez. And then he's like, oh, he dented a car. Like, who cares if you throw a football on it? You know, it's a Lamborghini, a Rolls Royce, I understand, but, like, come on. I thought that story was about to just take a morbid turn. Let's go to Caitlin Clark. She was on My Next Guest Needs No Introduction with David Letterman. Caitlin Clark, who'd she compare herself to?
I don't want to compare myself to anybody else. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I hate saying this because LeBron is like the greatest basketball player of all time, but obviously he didn't even go to college and he had all these expectations coming out of high school to be like the greatest player ever. And obviously that's a lot. Like that's a lot to take on your shoulders and a lot for the NBA at the time. And he's obviously lived up to it, and he's still the best, one of the best players, if not the best player in the world still, and he's turning 40 this month or next month, whatever it is. And it's incredible what he's done for the game of basketball and the way he's carried himself. So, like, I've always been a fan of him.
So she's saying LeBron. Stu, who's the first person you think of when you compare Caitlin Clark to someone? Because I think it's fairly obvious. It's not LeBron.
I would say Steph Curry.
Right? Boom. To me, the way that she shoots the ball in the basketball court, jaw-dropping, just like how Steph Curry does. I like the answer on why she said LeBron, just because the expectations and always in the spotlight and always being viewed as the person that changed the sport and stuff like that. Okay, I like the answer. But in terms of a basketball sense, it is clearly, without a doubt, Steph Curry. All righty, fun show today. We'll be back tomorrow on a Thursday. We'll be 1 week from the NFL draft tomorrow. Can't wait for it. Stu, thank you. Samter, thank you. Ack, thank you. Each and every one of you for listening, watching, however you consume the program. We thank you. You can always give me a follow on Twitter and Instagram. Make sure you do that. At Zach Gelb, ZACHGELB. We will talk to you tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, everybody. We out. Bye-bye. Peace.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.